round two of our Women in Fiction March Madness is upon us. Hooray! Hooray for everything!
Yay!
This year we're doing Women in Comedy. I'm Frank, and I'm joined in by a cast of thousands. I look like a cast of five. I could probably say your names. Al, Pete, Michelle, Jordy, how you all doing? Women in Fiction. Women in Comedy. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
you guys all 2,000 of me are great.
Okay. Yeah. So, yes, we are now deep into round two. It's actually, this is going to be the closing of round two of our Women in Fiction, Women in Comedy March Madness. We have gotten so much hate mail.
Why?
The best kind of hate mail, though. We at NonPro, we get the primo best hate mail. Usually it's like, why didn't you nominate this character? And this is the funniest character in all of whatever. And I'm like, we have open nominations. Why didn't you nominate him, ass? And then we get into fights on the internet. It's a good time. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
You need to... because you didn't put Blossom in.
Not putting that one in. So yes, it is problematic, and we're here to deliver on the comedy. The women in comedies particularly. Let's start. We had 64 different characters in round one. Knocked down to 32 because that's how the math works. High energy. Let's do it. Game one. Cher from Clueless versus Lucille Bluth from Arrested Development. Clueless is a pretty iconic movie.
It's a timeless classic, at least in my opinion. I love Clueless.
I've never seen it.
Wait, really? Never.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
It is good.
This is definitely Cher from the movie, not from the TV show or the musical.
Yes. Oh, there was a TV show, Clueless. I forgot about that entirely.
I knew about the musical. I wasn't aware there was
a TV show. The TV show wasn't good.
Oh, that's fair.
So, yeah.
Neither was the musical.
It got kind of brushed under the carpet. But yeah, which one am I supposed to watch then? The classic movie.
Watch the movie.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, female director, writer. It's become
so
iconic over the last few years. A lot of plaid. But Lucille Bluth, the matriarch of the most dysfunctional family to be on television in... probably a generation, and really super a trend-setting show. And Lucille Bluth does win go away with it.
But also hooray.
Yeah, I voted for her.
So yeah, the character is just hilarious. And when you've got an entire series, you're going to probably have a little bit more of leg underneath you than if it's just one movie. We'll see if the rest of the competition...
Plus a series and a musical.
We don't count those. All right, in game two, Sister Mary Clarence from Sister Act versus Frau Blücher from Young Frankenstein. Okay,
this one was really tough, personally.
Yeah. Oh, so what made it difficult for you?
They're just two very different types of humor that I both enjoy very much.
Yes.
So
here's my
Frau
argument.
Frau Blücher!
Yes.
So, I love Young Frankenstein at an unhealthy level.
Young Frankenstein is a great movie. I think Frau Blücher was responsible for three jokes in that movie. There's the horse neigh for the glue. There's the, he was my boyfriend, which is just a ridiculous, with lightning and thunder crashing, why would you even
and
care?
Playing the violin, yeah.
And then there was the Ovaltine, or whatever, when they're offering increasingly more obscure drinks as a nightcap. That's it. I love Cloris Leachman. But really, versus Whoopi Goldberg, who we could have picked a million movies for her to be represented in. I don't know why Sister Act was the one that got put out, but it was a pretty fun movie. She's been in at least a half dozen amazing films, probably about a dozen crap films. I can't see how this was not a one-sided competition, but it wasn't. And Frau Blücher moves on to the next round.
God, is she the dark horse of this competition?
The dark horse?
Oh, no! I didn't mean to do that, but I did.
Yeah. Should have nominated Jumpin' Jack Flash.
That was you know what? I enjoy that movie. I enjoy that movie. It's not Theodore Rex, but it'll do. Game three. All right. Game three. Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers. Aw. With Mrs. White from Clue. Mrs. White, known for the one joke in Clue. That's not true. That's not fair either. But Linda.
I voted Linda so hard. I love her. It's funny that she's voiced by a man, but she's still, you know what? She's still the best mom.
She's really so
supportive.
So supportive, so kind of liberal. It's amazing. Her dynamic with all her kids, amazing. Madeline Kahn, amazing, but not amazing enough to make it to the next round. Oh. Linda Belcher makes it past game three. Woo!
Yay.
All right, game four. Maxine Shaw from Living Single versus Blanche Devereaux from The Golden Girls. Hey, guys, I have a theory that The Golden Girls might run away with this competition.
I was fearing that myself, actually. Yeah,
I don't know why you would say I mean, I really did have to vote for her in almost every other Golden Girl.
Frank, did you make the mistake of seating one of them in each bracket?
I did.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe. I don't know. But I did not do this. First of all, I'm going to resist this unfair statement that I did any of the work. Our listeners built this seating bracket. You're the people to blame, more or less. Blanche Devereaux moves on to the next round. I think that's a reasonable decision. Yes.
I don't even know who the other person is. So.
Maxine Shaw, Living Single. Good show. Game five. Karen Walker from Will and Grace versus Pam Pouvey for Archer. You know what? Or Pouvey. I still don't know.
Pouvey, but, I think.
Yeah, it sounds funnier. Pouvey. You know what? I would love to see this actually happen. We got to be able to get Megan Mullaney to show up on an episode of Archer. That could happen, right?
Yeah. No reason
right.
not to.
All right, because then they could rematch this because it was Pam that moves on to the next round.
So happy.
I voted for that, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I love Karen.
Karen is great.
This was actually hard for me. That was a hard decision.
Yeah, I totally I see the justification for both.
I brought juice.
All right, game six. Lindsay Bluth, Arrested Development. Britta Perry, Community.
That was hard, but I had to not vote for Britta.
Yeah. Why not Britta?
Because first off, anything Arrested Development is great. And yeah. Lindsay's character in Arrested Development was just so painfully stupid awkward that I clench my butt cheeks anytime I think about how offensively dumb she can be. But at the same time, Britta, like, in a similar way, Britta is way hardcore into what she's doing and a trope in a negative way.
They are very similar characters. I didn't even think about this. They're both like they try to be progressives.
Yeah.
And but they're like bad at it.
Exactly.
Oh,
but at
man.
Least Lindsay's played like in a she's dumb and everyone knows it. Wait, Britta is more like, oh, I'm self-righteous, whereas Lindsay's like, excuse you, we're trying to have a charity auction here where we don't cook the chicken. Yeah,
good reason to support Lindsay Bluth in this competition. And Britta Perry moves on to the next round. I am shocked. Not that I don't like Britta Perry or Community, but I'm really surprised that people are backing her up instead of thinking she's a killjoy. Game seven.
They want that movie.
Oh God, can it still happen? Game seven. Rose Nylund from The Golden Girls versus Donna Meagle from Parks and Rec.
I actually had to vote for Donna this time because
really?
Because I love Donna. She's so funny. Like, it's
Donna's the best.
Treat yourself, everyone. Treat yourself to votes.
It is the best. She is a great ensemble character on a show. She's not one of the leads. You can understand why she doesn't get support. But, like, up against Rose.
I mean, it is Betty White, so, like, you honestly, I don't care who wins this one. I'm happy either way.
Betty White just wins in general. I was shocked to find this was not as one-sided as I thought it would be. I really did think it was going to be a landslide. It came out pretty close, not neck and neck, but Rose moves on to the next round.
Yeah, I figure.
Yeah. But you know what? It just happens. It just happens. People were very angry at us in the comments. We've now opened up commenting so that you could show your hate for us in other ways during the competition. We are at the halfway point. Game eight. Gina Linetti from Brooklyn Nine-Nine versus Mary Richards, the Mary Tyler Moore show.
God, this was so difficult.
Oh my gosh.
Was it?
I love Gina so much. She's so amazing. And just anytime in Brooklyn Nine-Nine when I thought a joke was finished and she just came in and murdered me. I thought of those, and I also thought of how she would have insulted me if I didn't vote for her. So I did.
She probably find a way to insult you for not voting for Mary, though.
I honestly, though, like, I grew up on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Like, that was my mother's favorite show, and I've watched so much of it. So, like, I have such an emotional attachment to that character.
Yeah, and it's hard to divorce Mary Tyler Moore from. Like, to just say it's Mary Richards from Mary Tyler Moore. Like, the Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Tyler Moore, she's great in there. Laura Petrie was great. One of the few iconic characters, like the classic sitcoms that showed up in this. I'm honestly surprised our audience is educated enough to have watched any of these shows, you lowbrow, disgusting sons of... Gina Linetti moves on to the next round. It was close. It was very close. Game nine, Shirley Bennett from Community versus Liz Lemon from 30 Rock.
Liz.
Does anybody want to support Shirley in this?
Shirley's not really. She has her perks as a character.
Yeah,
but Shirley is a good character. She's
I feel like she's more wholesome than funny, though.
Yeah, I felt she was I did not like her. I wasn't supposed to. Right? She was kind of like, you know, judgmental, and that that was her joke. But Liz Lemon moves on to the next round. This is probably one of the more one-sided fights in the game. Game 10.
Good job, Lemon.
Nice. Game 10, Lucy Ricardo from I Love Lucy versus April Ludgate from Parks and Rec. All right, we already had one modern classic sitcom unseat a genuine classic sitcom. Do you think this is going to go Donna Meagle versus...
No, I think April got slaughtered.
Yeah, oh, really?
April probably lost, but I still voted for her because her sense of humor is pretty much... I just love how... Honestly, her relationship with Ron Swanson probably made have that show for me. Just how she doesn't give a crap about anything, and he appreciates that.
Yeah, it's one of the reason why he hires her and promotes her.
As someone that works in local government, I very much relate to April.
I absolutely love April, but there's something about Lucy you cannot deny. Lucy does move on to the next round. Oh. Hey, folks out there, Lucy did not, there was a wide margin in round one. Not as wide this round.
Oh, no.
Will Lucy stay in the competition forever? Will she survive an encounter with a golden girl? Tune in next time,
That's
maybe.
That's the fight I'm waiting for, and it better happen.
Yes. All right. Game 11. The basically, the entire female cast from Modern Family lumped into one category, which may or may not have been fair. We got angry letters. Of course we did. Versus Eleanor Shellstrop from The Good Place. Eleanor, holy shirt and something balls. I don't know the phrase. Shirt balls, something? It's funny. It's a good show. And it moves on. Eleanor moves on to the next round. Woo! Well,
I got to support that. I actually just started watching The Good Place because of this. And I was like, yeah, I made the right choice to vote against Modern Family.
Yeah, absolutely. Game of 12. We're almost there. We're almost at the end. Dorothy Zbornak from The Golden Girls versus Dee Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Until you lose to a golden girl. I don't know why I pronounced that way, but cool. Dorothy Zbornak moves on to the next round. Game 13. Sally Solomon from Third Rock from the Sun versus Ruby Johnson from Black-ish. What are our opinions on this one?
I know a lot about Modern Family. So, I mean, not Modern Family, Black-ish.
Like, yeah.
Honestly. But I watched it, and I actually think that her character was really funny because she's just overtly... I don't know if you've actually seen it.
Yeah, I have.
I love how overtly critical she is.
She's so mean.
She's the worst.
She's on par with Lucille...
That's why I like her. She's literally like Lucille Bluth.
Yeah.
That's why I like her.
She's a little bit more maybe self-aware of what she's saying and a little bit more loving than Lucille Bluth, but still, it's mean-spirited... But very funny. Sally Solomon was funny. I think most of the gags were like, this is a masculine alien who doesn't understand how... I mean, that's the entire premise of Third Rock, which was a great show.
It was.
I don't know why I'm so surprised. Maybe I've got a chip on my shoulder. Maybe I haven't watched enough recently. Unfortunately for me, but not for our fans, Sally Solomon moves on to the next round.
I'm oddly not surprised.
It's a classic. People love nostalgic stuff.
Yeah. Oh, God, the fact that this is nostalgic stuff makes me feel like I need a walker. Speaking of walkers, Game 14, maybe Fouquet from Arrested Development versus Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. No, it doesn't make sense. Leslie Knope.
Best character on that show, in my opinion.
Best character in history, in my opinion.
Maybe wasn't even one of the better characters in Arrested Development.
Absolutely. Leslie Knope moves on. I would legit vote for Leslie Knope to be actual president. Which is probably what's wrong with our country today. Game 15.
But she is a politician in the TV show, so.
Yeah.
So it works out.
Yeah. Sophia Petrillo from The Golden Girls versus Louise Belcher from Bob's Burgers. What?
I had to vote for Louise because I'm a big Bob's Burgers fan. Yeah, pretty much any time there was a Bob's Burgers character, I was like, well, it's time to waste my life.
And Louise is a fun character. Anybody else have anything to say?
I voted for Sophia.
Yeah.
I couldn't not.
Sophia is... So one comment in our thread that I will read it. Picture it. Round 2, game 15. The easiest match in all of Italy. Sophia does make on to the next round. Yeah. Game 16, our final game of round 2. Get ready for it. Kitty Foreman from That 70s Show versus Janet from The Good Place.
I'm going to be real and say, I'm going to say the same thing that we said last game, which is I'm not sure why Kitty's here. There were funnier female characters in that show. And but I mean, you tell me, Frank, where'd we go with this?
I love Kitty. I think she's great.
Oh,
and she puts the dog on the counter. He likes to be tall. And that is what I aspire.
Yeah.
As an older person, I guess.
Yes, I like that.
Put
life
the dog
goals.
Up, you and, know, life goals. Be Kitty Foreman.
Yes.
I have to bring up last week's objection to Janet even being in this because right. she repeatedly states she's not a woman.
Technically, not a woman. But yeah, that is very true. I'll be honest with you, folks. This was 50-50 up until the last few minutes, which is technically after doors closed for the polls. But we do have a decision, and we're going to stick with it. Kitty Foreman moves on to the next
Yay!
Round. Oh, that was sweet. Hey, you know what else is sweet? Getting your hate mail all the time. Listen, let's be serious here. Comedy is subjective. We understand that this is mostly a way of celebrating our favorite characters out there. If you have a character that was not mentioned in our poll or got kicked out this round or got kicked out last round or, hey, is still in the competition and you'd like to write an article about it, please drop us a line, info@non-productive.com. We'd love to post your article, or if you want to send us something like painted with human blood on a canvas, maybe we could arrange that, or I don't know, whatever crazy thing you're obsessed with.
If you're gonna do that, just make sure it's your own blood.
Yeah, just don't take somebody else's
blood. Or a willing
blood.
Participant.
I guess, yes, but then, you know, you have to have them sign a waiver, and do you sign that in blood? And then you need a waiver for the waiver? It's really ridiculous. Yeah.
You also have to worry about, you know, bloodborne pathogens and everything like that.
Oh, scientists. So anyways,
just
yes, follow this contest for more. And go to non-productive/vote to vote on round 3, which should be out by the time you're listening to this podcast. Oh, joy!
Good night, everybody.
I'm cutting that out.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.